Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Well, welcome back, everyone, to another Friday Book Club podcast. We are so excited to have Lynette Eason joining us for the first time on the Literary Escape podcast. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are excited to have you possibly on next year with your full series. But today we want to talk about your newest release that's coming out soon, and that is Final Approach. Can you just share a little bit? Because I know this is book four in the series, I believe. So can you just share a little bit about the series and then what's coming up in book four?
Okay, so the series is a four-book series, and it's been releasing, gosh, I guess over the last 2 years. So the first book came out in January of 2024, and then the second, let's see, that was Double Take, and the second book was Target Acquired, and then the third book, Serial Burn, came out in January of this year. And now we're on the fourth book of Final Approach, and I can't believe we're in August, and this is already here. And I have finished the series, but it's great. So that's basically the series in a nutshell, and it's four people. It's connected through the town of Lake City, which is why it's called Lake City Heroes. And each of my heroines has some kind of occupation, whether in medicine or law enforcement. So, and all the guys do too, really.
In medicine or law enforcement?
All the guys. The guys are in law enforcement. But there's only one heroine, the very first one in the first book, who is not in law enforcement. She's actually works in emergency medicine at a hospital.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's pretty exciting. And you do romantic suspense, right?
Yes, I do.
So on these series, is there like a murderer that's running around? Like, how do you bring in that suspense piece for like Final
Approach? Yeah, so each book is a standalone. It helps to read them in order just to keep up with the characters as they're introduced. But you can read them as standalones. You don't have to read them in order. So each character, there's something in their past. The past comes into play in the present a lot. And so, you know, like in the first book, Double Take, it had to do with my heroine's past. Her name is Lainey. It had to do with her past and the guys that she thought was dead. And then she sees him and she's like, oh my gosh, he's actually alive. And then, no, he's really dead, and back and forth. So that was about her past. So in Final Approach, my heroine is an air marshal, and her mother was killed in a plane crash during a hijacking. And so she became an air marshal because she wanted to keep people safe. It had to do with her past and all that. And it's the same as true through all the books. There's something about the character's past that leads them to what they are doing in present day.
That's really neat. And it's centered around your heroine, right? And then the hero is coming in.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of 50-50. It's, you know, I alternate points of view. So it has her point of view, then his point of view, and vice versa. Yeah.
Do you have, I know, since you're on the fourth book of the series, do you have a favorite character in this series that you've just really enjoyed writing?
I really enjoyed writing Kinsey King. She's the heroine in the second book, Target Acquired. She's part of an all-male SWAT team on the police department, and I just had a really, really good time researching that, because you would think in this day and age, there wouldn't be a whole lot of, you know, it's the boys club kind of thing, but actually it still exists a lot. And so, so I had a fun time working all the conflict into her story about being the only female member of a SWAT team. So that was fun.
That's interesting. You talked about research. So what are some of the topics or maybe occupations that you had to research for Final Approach and really the whole series?
Yeah, well, any law enforcement occupation that you can possibly think of, I have probably researched it at this point, because actually medical was what a PA does. law enforcement police detective, law enforcement FBI, law enforcement fire marshal, law enforcement air marshal. And so all of them across, you know, I had to do all of those across the series. But fortunately, I do have an FBI agent. I have two FBI agent buddies who read all of my stuff. And so they're able to give me a lot of feedback. And even though, like in Serial Burn, it was a fire marshal. They were able to answer questions about, you know, that occupation because they have friends. Oh, let me email or text one of my friends that who's a fire marshal and I'll get back to you on that. So yeah, so that was really convenient.
So I have to ask, so you said they read your books. So did you connect with them through your books or had you reached out prior to say, hey, I'm researching this topic. Are you willing to help out?
No, I tend to reach out as I need them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so as I'm writing, I would come to a spot. I was like, oh, I really need to know how this would be handled. And so then I just send a text and say, hey, I need to know how this will be handled. Here's the summary. I usually send an email, actually, and say, can you get back to me on that? And I just kind of skip that part and move on if I can. And I usually can find something else to work on while I'm waiting for an answer.
Yeah. So when you talk about kind of your writing process, are you a plotter, a pantser, or a planter?
I used to be a huge pantser. Like I would just sit down and start writing and let the story take me. And now that my brain is a lot older, I don't have that. I can't hold as much in my brain anymore. I used to hold the whole story. I mean, I can still do that to a certain extent, but I much prefer to know where I'm going at this point. So I kind of turned into a plantser. When I get toward the end, I let it just, because I know how it's going to end. Like I have the final scene in my head, even from the beginning of writing the story. And so I am always working toward that final, probably the last 20,000 words, actually, not just the last scene, but kind of the last big moments in the story. And so I'm always working toward that. So that helps knowing that, you know, I can kind of figure out what to do with the rest of it.
So when did you start writing then?
I started writing, I get asked this question a lot and I never know whether to say when I was a kid or an adult. So I actually tried to write a book when I was in the 8th grade and it didn't go well. I gave up. It was too hard. And then I started, but that desire to do that was always there. And so I started again. I got married and my husband traveled a lot with his job. So I was home by myself a lot. And then I had a baby and I was also home a lot by myself. And so, you know, I just decided to talk to the voices in my head. It's a joke. It's a writer joke.
Yes.
I guess technically I really started writing around 97, 98, around that time, 98, 99, I guess. I don't know. I just have kind of always wanted to write a book. And so when I had the opportunity with a lot of time on my hands, I was like, why not? I was a stay-at-home mom. You know, when my husband was traveling, my daughter was sleeping, and I was kind of like twiddling my thumbs. I'm like, I might as well just try to write this book. So I did. Yeah,
that's exciting. So how many books have you published then?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think I'm around 69, 70, somewhere around that number. I haven't counted lately. I don't really keep up with it. But I know it's around that.
Okay, that's awesome. I know you are a very popular author in your genre, which is why we're so excited to have you on the podcast and to feature your books next year. We have had Lynn Blackburn on the podcast.
Yes, she's great.
Several times. And yeah. She says you guys are kind of like writing partners at times too. So I'm sure you have several writing partners, but I also know that you offer the Seaside. Is it the Seaside Writing?
The Seaside Scribes. Yeah. It's a writer's conference. Very small. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just share a little bit? Because we do have some listeners that are trying to maybe playing around with, do I want to be a writer or I'm kind of working on a novel? And could you just share a little bit about what you offer there?
Yeah, sure. It is a writing conference / retreat kind of thing. It's very small. Let me say this. We've had it a few times. It's just under a different name. But we kind of kept it. We wanted it like below 20 just to give that personalized thing. I think this year we've opened it up to 40. if they're, you know, just because we've added a few faculty and so we, you know, to pay them, we need a few more attendees. but it will still have that kind of small, cozy, intimate feeling. And we just hang out with the writers that we teach during the day, and then we go eat, we have meals, we have meetings, and then we just hang and we have a good time, lots of laughs. And people that come have made, you know, lifelong friends there, found their critique partners. And so it's just a really great conference. I think if you talk to anybody that's been there, they're going to tell you how wonderful it is. And I think in 2026, it's January 14th through the 17th, I believe is when it is. And it's going to be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and it will be at the Hilton. We found a really neat little hotel there that's very nice, and they have a fireplace, and it's very cozy, and lots of great space for us to meet and learn and hang out and have fun, too.
Yeah. I would love to join. By the way, I wanted to join last year, but it didn't work with my schedule, and it's not working with my schedule again this year. So I'm hoping next year I can make it. So,
well, let's really, hope so.
Yeah, right now I'm in the middle of a historical Christian suspense Western romance.
Yay, those are awesome.
But I would love to try the contemporary. So I'd love to come to that conference at some point.
Well, it's you know, it's not just for contemporary. It's for any genre. We try to just teach like craft, like that you can use for any story that you're working on. And we try not to target too much. Now this year, well, in 2026, we will have Darlene Turner coming and teaching about love-inspired, writing for love-inspired suspense, because we've just had a lot of people request that topic. And I was like, well, okay, let's see what happens with it. So she'll be coming to do that. So if you want to write for love-inspired suspense, it'd be a good year to come.
Awesome. That's awesome. It's really nice too to see authors that have been doing this for a while be willing to turn around and share their expertise with those who are just kind of starting out in it. Okay, do you have like a series on your backlist that you highly recommend to new readers?
For the backlist, good question. Let's see. I, you know, a favorite seems to be the Elite Guardians series, and I did 4 books on the Elite Guardians, and they're all female bodyguards, and that just seems to be a really popular series. So maybe that one.
Yeah. You don't really read much about having a female bodyguard in books. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not very typical.
Yeah. There's, well, I was doing, again, research, and I was doing this research, and it led me to, when I was thinking about female bodyguards, and it led me to this training school that's in Athens, Greece. And there's the only kind of school like that, and they only take females, and they train female bodyguards. They do, and they have a branch in Dallas, Texas. I thought that was super interesting, so I kind of played off of that with the stories. Yeah,
that is interesting. It's not a job I would ever want. So
no, me either.
I could say I've never researched.
I had fun researching it. I don't want to do it.
Oh, that's really neat. Do you have like a favorite scene that you've written in your most recent book? So we're talking about Final Approach that you just absolutely love to write.
You know, I had a really fun time writing the where she had to land the airplane in the final scene of Final Approach, basically. It was a very intense scene, and there was a lot going on, and it was the best scene. I had a really good time writing it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Some of those can be difficult, I think, sometimes when you get into the
intense. Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. Especially with the technical stuff of it, you know, the technical side of things. I really, really had to do my research well. And I'm not a pilot. You know, I do have a friend who's a pilot, but, you know, yeah. So having to do that and do the research and make sure it was accurate. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I always like to know, what was your inspiration behind the storyline for Final Approach?
You know, that's so funny. I get asked all the time, what was your inspiration for this story? And I'm like, I have almost 70 stories. I don't have any more inspiration. I just have to make things up. I just have a really good imagination. And so honestly, that's true. This story is a result of my imagination, period. Yeah.
I totally understand, because I get asked that too. And I think, well, I mean, just kind of came to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself like you're just out and about And maybe you're just kind of like observing people and you start creating these stories in your head of what.
I used to. Yeah, I used to do that more so than now. Now I'm just, I think my brain is just tired and it can only focus on one that I'm working on. Like, if you want another story, you're going to have to get this one done first and then go find some more, somebody else to write a story around. Yeah. So yeah, sometimes it depends on the situation. Yeah.
How would our listeners then connect with you?
So I'm on social media, of course, on facebook.com/Lynette.Eason. And then I'm on Instagram as Lynette Eason and Twitter, which is now X, is Lynette Eason. If you look for me, you're going to find me. The one thing that I do recommend that readers, if they're really interested in my stuff, is to sign up for my newsletter. I do a monthly newsletter. It goes out on the first of every month, the first or second, but I usually schedule it for the first. And it's at LynetteEason.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a short story that I wrote a couple of years ago. And every month I give away another author's, one of my favorite authors. You know, I have lots of author friends and they each have freebies if you sign up for their newsletters and that kind of thing. So if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a freebie. And then each month after that, there is a free read in every one of my newsletters. So it does. Yeah, I have some good content. I mean, and I talk a little bit, I have some personal stuff in there, you know, just like what's going on in my life and that kind of, if you care. If you don't, just go for the free read. That's all good. I'm not offended. So anyway, that's where you can really kind of follow and keep up with what I'm doing. My newsletter is the best way to do that.
I have to ask, now that you said, you mentioned like you share some of your favorite reads. Do you have a favorite author that you go to, or a favorite genre or book?
I pretty much read across everything. Like I of course, obviously love romantic suspense. I have lots of favorite authors. And like, you know, I always read Lynn Blackburn stuff. I read Colleen Coble, Jamie Jo Wright, Jessica Patch. All that is suspense stuff. And then I love historical, especially the ones that have a bit of mystery, a hint of mystery in them. I actually am thinking about writing a historical at some point, but I just haven't had time to do it yet. So, and I like some speculative fiction. I do try to read and keep up with, what's hot in the spec fiction arena. And I even like some YA stuff. So yeah, I am widely read. There's just too many books. I can't read them all, but I do try to pick and choose, you know, and keep up with the genres. I like contemporary women's fiction. I like it. It is not my favorite genre. I just like dead bodies, I guess. I don't know. You know, I like that mystery. But if the conflict is done well and it holds my interest, then yeah, I mean, then I enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's just not my favorite. Yeah.
I think we all probably have genres like that where we enjoy it, but it's probably not in our top five.
Yeah.
Genres. But well, it sounds like if our listeners join your newsletter, they're going to get recommendations across the board and kind of get a variety of reads, which is awesome.
Yeah, I do. Right now it's mostly, I guess, romantic suspense, but I do throw in pretty much all the other genres as well.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lynette, and best of luck with the launch of Final Approach. And like I said, for our listeners, circle back with us next year, because I'm pretty sure we're going to have Lynette Eason on again.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.